Miles Davis, John Coltrane, Oscar Peterson, Ella Fitzgerald, Frank Sinatra, and more on Jazz for the Asking.
Well, it's that time again for another edition of Jazz for the Asking. I'm Keith Perron. We begin today's program with the Nat King Cole Trio, with the song I Love You for Sentimental Reasons.
I love you for sentimental reasons. I hope you do believe me. I'll give you my heart. I love you, and you alone were meant for me. Please give your loving heart to me and say we'll never part. I think of you every morning, dream of you every night. Darling, I'm never lonely. Whenever you are in sight, I love you for sentimental reasons. I hope you do believe me. I've given you my heart. I love you for sentimental reasons. I hope you do believe me. I've given you my heart.
Nat King Cole and his trio, beginning today's program with I Love You for Sentimental Reasons. Cuba has an amazing jazz culture. It's not jazz in the traditional sense, because it mixes Afro-Cuban rhythms and also rhythms from Latin America into jazz. There is a phenomenal jazz festival that takes a place once a year called the Havana Jazz Plaza Festival. And it's a very intimate festival. And what I mean by that is if you go to a location to see a group perform, you're literally sitting on the stage in some places. There are, of course, the concerts that take part in the large concert halls throughout Havana, but there are also individuals who open up their homes to musicians and have them play in the living room, while people are just sort of sitting or standing around. It's quite a fantastic way to enjoy the music. Somebody who's become part of the Havana Jazz Festival is Tony Perez, an amazing pianist. He also performs outside the festival at a number of venues in the Cuban capital and also tours around the world. This is from a CD that came out a number of years ago called Tony Perez Live in Havana, him and his trio. It was recorded at the Orlando Roland Theater in Havana, Cuba. It's made up of course, compositions by well-known composers such as Keith Jarrett, Oscar Hammerstein, Jerome Kern, and also compositions that he wrote himself, like this one, Vida.
Thank you. Thank you.
Tony Perez and his trio recorded live in Havana with Vida, a composition that he wrote himself. You're listening to Jazz for the Asking, coming to you from PCJ Radio International. We're going to pick up things a bit with Oliver Nelson, who was also an amazing musician in his own right, but also led his own orchestra on a number of recordings for RCA Victor. Here's Rubens Rondo. Henry Mancini and his orchestra with Sea Jam Blues. If you're not familiar with Henry Mancini, he was more well known for doing a lot of theme songs to films, such as the Pink Panther series and many others. But it was also well known amongst easy listening music fans, but he did record a number of swing and big band albums. That was just one of them. And before that, Oliver Nelson with Rubens Rondo, a composition that he arranged and conducted himself. If you'd like to contact us, our email address is jazz@pcjmedia.com. That's jazz@pcjmedia.com. A number of you have been writing in asking who our next featured artist is going to be. Last week it was the music of Mel Torme, and next week, well, we'll have to keep it a secret right now, but if you tune in, you'll certainly find out. It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing follows next. Rosemary Clooney and Duke Ellington from their album, Blue Rose.
It don't mean a thing if you ain't got that swing. Don't mean a thing, all you've got to do is sing. Makes no difference if it's sweet or hot. Give that rhythm everything you've got. It don't mean a thing if you ain't got that swing. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. If it's sweet or hot, give that rhythm everything you've got. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. If it ain't got that swing.
Cathedral bells were tolling, and our hearts sang on. Was it the spell of Paris, or an April dawn? Who knows if we shall meet again? But when the morning chimes ring sweet again, sweet again, I'll be seeing you in all the old familiar places, that this heart of mine embraces all day through. In that small cafe, the park across the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut tree, the wishing well, I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day, in everything that's light and gay. I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you in that small cafe, the park across the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut tree, the lovely summer's day, in everything that's light and gay, I'll always, always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night
Johnny Mathis from the album Open Fire Two Guitars with I'll Be Seeing You. Probably one of the nicest of all Johnny Mathis recordings. Before that, Rosemary Clooney and the Duke Ellington Orchestra from an album they did together called Blue Rose with It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing. From time to time, we do play some pop music on the show, but of course pop music played in the jazz style. Songs from the Beatles are renowned around the world by jazz musicians for being good examples of good composing. The main reason is most Beatles compositions, songs by John Lennon and Paul McCartney, Ringo Starr and George Harrison, are very easily done in a jazz arrangement. So here's one of them right now, Quincy Jones and his orchestra from the album Golden Boy with A Hard Day's Night.
Thank you.
Quincy Jones and his orchestra with A Hard Day's Night from the album Golden Boy, which has just been reissued on CD. It actually comes with two albums. First is Quincy Jones plays the hip hits, and Quincy Jones' Golden Boy, both released on the Mercury label. Now, if I say Sweden, well, of course, there are many things that come to mind. One of them could be Sweden's phenomenal jazz scene. So many musicians have come out of Sweden in the last 40 years, we just can't count them all. In fact, some of them went on to be pop singers. For example, the two women in the group ABBA used to sing jazz and popular standards in the 1960s before they joined Benny and Bjorn. One singer who I happen to like very much, that is quite well known in the United States and the rest of Europe, is Lisa Ekdahl. This is from an album that she recorded on RCA called When Did You Leave Heaven? Here she is singing the standard, Blame It on My Youth.
If you were on my mind all night and day, blame it on my you. If I forgot to eat and sleep and pray, blame it on my youth. On my heart, blame it on my you.
Woody Herman, The Woodchopper's Ball, and we kicked off with Lisa Ekdahl and the Peter Nordahl Trio from the album When Did You Leave Heaven, and Blame It on My Youth. Our final selection today comes from Dave Brubeck, somebody who we play quite often on the program, and this, of course, is a recording that we have played a number of times. Well, not this particular version of it. It, of course, is Dave Brubeck's Take 5, but it was recorded at Carnegie Hall in New York City on February 21st, 1963. Thank you.
Thank you. For all the members of the quartet, Gene Wright, Joe Morello, Paul Desmond, myself, you've been a great audience for us. Coming out was a big surprise because of the newspaper strike. We expected to be here alone. So thank you. Thank you very much. It's been a thrill for us.
Take 5, Dave Brubeck and his quartet, recorded live at Carnegie Hall in New York on February 21st, 1963. Certainly a very electrifying version, more so than the studio version, I have to say. Given the choice between the two, this one actually is my personal favorite. Of course, it features Dave Brubeck on piano, Paul Desmond on alto sax, Eugene Wright on bass, and Joe Morello on drums. And with that, we've come to the end of this edition of Jazz for the Asking. Until next time, so long, and take care.